This is Weekly Outlook for January 22, 2013. The drought-reduced U.S. corn crop of 2012 suggested that prices might behave in a pattern generally described as short crops have long tails. The phrase depicts the expectation of rapidly rising prices that peak near harvest time, decline in an unspecified pattern over the next several months, and then return to pre-drought levels as early as the following marketing year. The decline in prices is expected as a result of a slowdown in consumption and a return to normal production. Corn prices this year have generally followed that expected short crop pattern. The pace of consumption of U.S. corn so far in the 2012 marketing year has been slower than that of last year. In addition, the USDA projects another large corn harvest in Brazil in 2013 and a rebound in production in Argentina following the drought-reduced harvest of 2012. Some of the elements that contribute to the price decline following a short crop are clearly occurring. The final element, and likely the most important element of the expected price decline, is the size of the 2013 crop. The question is whether production will fully rebound from the extremely low level of 2012 as it has following other droughts over the past 50 years. Production prospects begin with expectations for planted acreage. Acreage totaled 97.15 million acres in 2012, and most analysts are expecting even larger acreage in 2013. Expectations appear to be near 99 million acres. Planted acreage of 99 million would point to harvested acreage for grain near 91.5 million acres under non-drought conditions, pointing to an extremely large crop in 2013. Early season acreage expectations, however, are often not a good forecast of actual acreage. Last year, for example, the USDA's March Prospective Plantings Report indicated intentions to plant 95.9 million acres of corn, nearly 1.4 million more than the average trade guess. Actual planted acreage last year exceeded early expectations by the trade by nearly 2.7 million acres. The other consideration informing production expectations is obviously expectations for the U.S. average yield. Most base their early yield expectations on an analysis of trend yield. Trend yield analysis, however, is not straightforward. First, average yields over any time period reflect both changing technology and variations in weather conditions. A calculation of the technological trend in average yield requires that yield observations be corrected for variations in weather. Such correction requires the application of models that separately account for the yield impact of technology and weather. A failure to do so can result in a biased estimate of trend. A second issue following trend yield calculations is the length of the time period used to calculate the trend. Different periods result in different trend calculations. Another consideration for some informing early yield expectations is the state of soil moisture going into the planting season. However, as learned again last year, the yield implications of those conditions are dwarfed by the impact of growing season weather. While current drought conditions are of concern, those conditions alone do not provide much information about 2013 yield prospects. While prices for the 2013 corn crop are currently about 70 cents below the peak reached in September, they are well above the level that would be expected if the crop reaches its full potential. Next month, the USDA will release projections for the U.S. farm sector for the next 10 years. There will be a lot of interest in the 2013 corn acreage and yield projections contained in that report.